Good morning. Tristan is busy. Who's here?
Sergio.
Sergio, can you get a little bit closer to your microphone, please?
Sergio.
Excellent.
Tristan, I am here now.
You are here now.
And it's Naya.
Naya's back. So we have been talking about branding recently, and one of the most important pieces of any brand, including your own, is your name. There are 7 different qualities to a good name. Do we remember what those are? I can't tell if Tristan is cheating or not.
I was trying to cheat, but I just can't find it in my notes.
Is it cheating if you're looking at your notes? The well-thought-out. Give us a hint.
One is about the length of the name.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be short.
Mm-hmm.
Appropriate.
That second R is tricky.
Oh, my.
One that has a positive emotional association.
Simple? Is there one like simple? Like
that would probably be with like length, say? Maybe? Length?
I don't even remember.
There is one along the lines of simple. And it has to do with, I can't really use the letters that are in it and your ability to remember them.
Pronunciation?
No. You're on the right track, though. How would you pronounce it on paper?
Like readability?
Close. You're getting there.
I know we like use like Coca-Cola and Amazon, Tesla.
Tesla.
We had to draw them, but I just straight up can't remember the 7 things. It was you had to. Was it relate?
I was not here for that class.
Relatability.
Very, very close. Likeability.
Likeability.
So we have brief, appropriate, likable.
Mm-hmm. 4 more.
That's the whole podcast.
Easily spelled.
There you go. Easily spelled. We're more than halfway there. 2 of them are tricky, so I will give them to you. It is extendable, that we can use it in different contexts, and protectable.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
There is one more appropriate, that is important. If you are trying to stand out from a sea of other companies.
Like uniqueness?
There we go.
Yeah, differentiation, that it is, that it stands out, that you can tell this one from all of the others. For reference, I will hang these on one of our microphone stands so that we can look back at them. Can I angle this in the right way? I'm working on it.
I was saying I can still see, wasn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Well, now hopefully it's finer.
You don't have to get defensive.
Okay. So what I have here are 3 different names of real life companies, and I'm going to hand one to each of you, and I just want you to read it, and then we will go through this list, and then I will ask you to, if you think there is a better name that we could come up with for that brand. This is round 1.
Sounds great.
Now your closest. Yeah, just pick one.
Oh,
my goodness.
I messed it up. There's 2 X's in this. You spelled it wrong.
Fine. Not easily spelled.
That's not easily spelled.
Me forgetting because I got 3 hours of sleep last night. So you're excited to talk about yours.
Absolutely.
Let's have you dive into your brand.
Mine is TJ Maxx, but like I said, he spelled it just M-A-X. So I think that we can just start with the easily spelled part. I think if you're not a regular shopper there, you're maybe not going to know that there's two X's.
I am actually a regular shopper.
Well, or if you're just tired, then you may not know. Yeah. So, I don't know. I wonder why there are two X's in there. Maybe like extra, extra sale. Oh, it does make it distinctive. Yep, that's a great point that I just thought of. I think it's pretty brief. I don't know what the TJ stands for. Do we know?
Well, I don't, but I do know that it is TK Maxx in other countries.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Tristan, do you want to move to one of those places so you can adopt the...
That is my initials.
Yeah, the nomenclature. Yeah.
Well, I think that the short, succinct name makes it pretty likable. Mm-hmm. Think everybody's like, oh, I want to go to TJ Maxx. Or you can just say Max. People might confuse it with the streaming platform, but I think it's okay because if you're going shopping, you'd understand. Let's see, appropriate. I think that makes complete sense. It's brief. I'm not quite for sure about the extendable and protectable. I think that they have a pretty protectable name because nobody else is... I mean, going to steal that. It's a pretty, pretty distinctive market. So does it say what the TJ stands for?
I was looking for that. TJ Maxx was founded in 1976 by Bernard Camerata and the Zayer chain of discount department stores. He failed to purchase Marshalls, so he started a rival. And that is... all we've got.
Interesting.
Yep. That's it. Nothing else about the name.
Maybe they should, in order to extend their reach, maybe they should clarify what they stand for. Maybe people aren't shopping there because they're, well, what does TJ Maxx stand for? I don't want to go somewhere I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
You know?
So we will come back to the potential new name. Okay. But overall, I think, was that, that was 7 out of 7.
Yeah, but
right?
I hit all of them.
Yeah, awesome. Good job, TJ Maxx.
Good
possibly.
Job, TJ Maxx.
Tristan.
So I got Royal Mail.
Yeah.
Never heard of this in my life.
Yeah.
But
it is a mail service in a place where they still have royalty. So.
Like in England?
Yeah. So let's run through our checklist. Is it distinctive?
I mean, yeah, I would say it's distinctive. It's like it's mail for royalty, I assume.
Mail for people in the UK, but
okay,
you know, operated by the royal family.
Yeah,
presumably. So
probably not many royal families in the UK. So pretty distinctive.
Yeah.
Relatively brief. Royal Mail.
Three syllables.
Yeah.
Mail? Yeah, one syllable.
Yeah.
Checking myself on that one.
It is appropriate. Easily spelled, pretty much. Most people can spell Royal and Mail. If they know it's a mailing company, they just have to distinguish between, you know.
Daily Mail.
Mail and Mail.
Mail and Mail, yeah.
I've personally never... mailed my mail with Royal Mail, but I assume they're likable and trustworthy.
So this quality on likable is the name itself likable. So it's not so much the company, but
and maybe you feel royal yourself
for
mailing with Royal Mail.
Yeah.
Extendable. I feel like they pretty much stick with their own customers. You know, you can't really get out of the country with Royal Mail, I would assume. And then I feel like it's got to be protectable if it's with the royal family.
The royalty.
So.
Yeah.
I was going to maybe add something to that. So I wonder, there's like a lot of stuff going on right now with the royal family, like with Kate Middleton and her disappearance and whatever. So I wonder if it's not necessarily protectable because there's so many outside sources reporting on the things that maybe like the news source ran by the royal family is going to want to cover up. So I almost wonder if like their reputation or the reputation they're trying to uphold for the royal family is not protectable because of these other news sources that are like wanting to expose.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's like if the source isn't protectable, then the name isn't protectable and it kind of just.
Yeah. Right. So the protectable in this sense does refer to the legal protection around it. So like you have TJ Maxx, it is distinct. So if somebody tried to come up with something that was like I can't believe I'm going to do this, JV Max. Like, it sounds very similar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went there. It sounds very similar. It would, especially if it was in the same industry, the owners of the TJ Maxx name would have a very solid claim for saying, like, no, you can't use that. That's mm-hmm. our intellectual property.
Okay, that makes sense.
So there is a question about protectable, though, because it just says Royal Mail, mm-hmm. and those are both pretty generic terms. You don't have to be a royal anywhere in the world to call your product royal something. Like, there is Crown Royal Whiskey that has little to do with the British monarchy, but it is a Canadian product that is like Canada still subject to some level of royal oversight. So, like, you can come up, like, use these words in different ways. So, like, there may actually be a question about how protectable it really is. Mm-hmm. But there, it is good to point out that you have this potential opportunity and threat of being associated with a potentially toxic brand of mm-hmm. the British royal family.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So did we check all seven?
I believe
feeling,
so.
Feeling pretty positive about Royal Mail as a mm-hmm. name. Okay. Sergio, what you got?
I got Weekends Only.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've never been there before.
Sure.
I know that they replaced Bulldog.
Bulldog Liquidators.
Something yeah. Bulldog. I don't yep. remember.
Yeah. On the south side.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
is it distinctive?
I guess. I mean, I don't.
You've never heard anything like it before?
I've never really heard about it. I don't know if they like sell furniture or anything, or I'm guessing for the Weekends Only. I don't know. I don't know if they just open Weekends Only or like
yeah.
things for the Weekends Only. Like, I don't know.
So, yeah, we can skip ahead to appropriateness on that. They are a furniture store. Were. I think they closed most of their stores, actually. Were a furniture store. And their thing was that they were only open on weekends.
That's a terror.
I mean, I guess that makes sense if they want to, like, usually weekends are the
busiest shopping time, right?
Shopping time, yeah. But.
But it does limit your business a little bit.
A lot.
So, anyway. So, distinctive. Not many people running around with date. Or, yeah, time period names, but...
TGI Fridays.
Oh, man. It'd be one thing if they were only open on Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brief.
I mean... Yeah, could, I guess.
Could be briefer.
Could be a little bit.
Yeah. Appropriate?
Not really. I don't know. I just think it's a little complicated with... Just yeah. weekends only, because, I mean, if you're talking to someone and they're like, let's go to a weekends only, and it's like, weekends only, like I'm.
Yeah, it's almost something that needs to be like posted on the store with their hours. We're open yeah. weekends only, instead of like being the whole name. Because when you first said that, I had absolutely no clue what that place was.
So iffy on the appropriateness.
Mm-hmm.
Easily spelled.
Yeah.
If you can spell weekends, yeah. Likeable?
No, I hate it.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Okay. Strike out. Extendable. We can use it in different contexts.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Maybe don't we can know. Come back on that one, too. And protectable.
I'm pretty sure it's protectable, right?
Two generic words well. as your name.
As my name?
I mean, weekends only. Maybe not.
Maybe, I don't know.
We're iffy on this one.
This one's
there's a song called The Weeknd, so does that infringe upon it?
There's also a massive band or singer yeah. called
yeah,
The Weeknd.
Artist. Yeah. yeah. He does spell his name differently, though.
Right.
That is true.
But if you don't know that he spells it differently, you would spell it the correct way.
You would spell it the correct way. Maybe we should have done... artists for this instead. Next time.
Yeah.
So now let's come back to you.
Okay.
You have TJ Maxx.
Yes, I do.
We need to consider renaming our chain of stores.
Okay. The so,
is there, yeah.
Oh, God, I wasn't thinking about this. I think, like, they could play on the Max part because it's, like, Max discounts. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how to get it to where it's going to be not just Max discounts, you know, because that's just kind of a lame store name.
And generic.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Something, maybe if they clarified what TJ was. I like the succinctness, but the fact that I don't know what it is makes me not like it. Mm. So, maybe if they just clarified that, like, put it up somewhere, then I'd be more able to call them TJ Maxx because they did do a good job at hitting each of those points. So I don't think they necessarily need to change too much. I think just like a little bit of clarification would be beneficial.
So who are some of TJ Maxx's competitors?
Oh, like Marshall's, Ross, Sierra, which actually a lot of those stores are all branched together. So I don't really know who owns all of them, but like I got a gift card for Christmas and I can take it to TJ Maxx, Sierra, Marshall's, Home Goods, like any of these different places and use my money there. And because the same person is going to get the money. So I don't know. It's like a lot of those are grouped together. So you see them as competitors, but it's kind of like all going to the same place.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite for sure. Maybe just other like discount stores, maybe thrift stores could be a threat to them or a competitor just because of like rival prices, stuff like that.
So the list of names under the TJX companies, Home Goods, Home Sense, Marshalls, Sierra, TJ Maxx, TK Maxx, and Winners.
Never heard of Winners, but yeah, so it's like all those places you would see as a competitor. Mm-hmm. I go into all those places when I go shopping because they're right next to each other. Mm-hmm. How convenient.
Yep.
And you know, you think you're smarter by spending your money at each of the places just a little bit, but really it's all adding up and going to the same place. So I don't know, they're doing a really good job at making it seem like these other stores are their competitors when they're really just like boosting up their own sales.
And just one place.
Yeah.
So if you Is there a difference between probably TJ Maxx and Marshall's are the two closest competitors in there? Is there a difference between those two stores?
I mean, yes. They like blend together kind of, so maybe not. Because I feel like those two stores and Ross, they all are clothing. They have food. They have like kitchenware, candles,
Home Goods,
baby stuff. Yeah, just like everything you can go in there and find at a discounted price. Yeah. So, I don't know. There's not much distinction, honestly.
Does one have a different vibe than the other?
I mean, maybe. I feel like TJ Maxx could be more for like the middle-aged woman or man. But I still go there and shop. But I mostly see college students in Marshall's, I feel like, or younger people in there. Mm.
So, is it, if you tend to see younger people in Marshall's, is Marshall's maybe the one that needs a new name to better capture its place with younger shoppers? Or does Marshall's work pretty well?
I think it already has a good reputation for younger people. And I feel like if they go to TJ Maxx, they're going to see a Marshall's right beside it and they're going to go in and that's going to get them hooked on it. I don't think they need to change just because they're all being promoted together. So it's just one big lump of money making. Yeah.
So TJ Maxx spelled with two X's, not one.
Yep.
I
think it's good.
Okay.
Clarify what TJ means, but we're good.
Good from there. Okay. Tristan.
So Royal Mail, we talked earlier how it's got like two pretty basic names that we feel like could be stolen.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I feel like people enjoy the name Royal Mail because maybe they feel like special or exclusive getting to use a mail with the word royal incorporated in there. So I feel like it's something that it would be hard to change the name, especially since, like you said, it's like owned or ran by the royal family or.
Yeah, I mean, British government is weird. So it is an independent organization, but it is also run by the British government, which divines its power from the British monarchy, which divines its power from God. So it's weird, but yes, it is like.
So we could maybe call it God mail.
I was thinking holy royal mail.
Holy, whoa. So does it need a refresh?
It probably depends on the public's view on the royal family over there in England. Mm-hmm. If a lot of people have good views on the family, I feel like they want to support them in any way possible, and one way of viewing that is using their mail service. So, but if a lot of people hate them over there, then probably want to change the name.
Yeah. Naya, you had some information ready to go about Kate Middleton. Are you familiar with the British monarchy?
Yeah, so I actually am a little bit, just because it's been on my TikTok For You page. So right now, apparently Prince William had an affair.
Allegedly.
And she found out, and people think that she had like a mental breakdown and went into hiding, or that he killed her because she had an affair. There's like multiple different things going around, but they posted a picture because people were like, where is she? And it was very obviously photoshopped. And then she came out with a statement and was like, as an amateur photographer, I like to dabble in editing my pictures. It was really funny. And so it just did not seem like something that she did. And there's just like not been any sightings of her. So people are thinking that it's like a Princess Diana again. Like they think that somebody killed her. Yeah. So
a big family known for its scandals. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar enough with the royal family to know, is it well liked all across the UK?
Ooh, I don't know, because it's on like TikTok. I see a lot of American.
Yeah.
People on the platform talking about it, so I'm not quite for sure what is happening like in the UK about it. I just know that it's taken the internet by storm, and that's where I got my information from, so don't quote me.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if people care over there, like people care here about every single thing ever.
I think people are mad because it does seem like a Princess Diana situation again, and they would think that Prince William would not cheat on his wife like his dad did and kind of do that to her, especially because they have a family. But I don't know. Again, it's just a scandal repeating itself.
So overall, people have a favorable view of the royal family generally. And this is 62% of British people have a favorable view of the Prince of Wales, which would be William, and 61% have a favorable view of the princess, which would be Kate. King Charles is right in the middle, 50%, and half think that he is doing a good job. The Royal Mail covers England, which is where London is, Wales, which is a country that people forget exists, Scotland, which has fought one or two wars with England, and Northern Ireland, which is a different island and has a very interesting history with England as well.
Oh, yeah. Weren't you just over there?
I was for a minute, but I did know some of this stuff before I went over there.
Did you use the Royal Mail?
Yeah.
Actually, I did not. No, I wasn't going to pay that much money to send a postcard home. So anyway, overall, like nobody is like blowing it up in terms of favorability. Do you think, like, let's say that you were somebody from Northern Ireland and you were in favor of Irish unification, so Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland reuniting and becoming its own country again. Would you be excited to use the Royal Mail?
If you're from Southern?
Probably not. Probably want your own mail now that you're going to become your own country.
You want to become your own country.
Right.
You are not yet your own country.
Right. So, no, I feel like you're going to want a new mail service if you're trying to create this new country again. So I feel like you're not going to want to associate with like England and whatever and Wales.
You are a person living in Northern Ireland. You are part of the United Kingdom. You are subject to the royal family, but you think that you should be independent. Are you excited about Royal Mail?
No.
Maybe not.
Maybe it could be like an option.
I can use the Royal Mail or
or
this other thing that is the same thing but has a different name.
Yep. Show their spite.
Yeah, the Royal Mail did try to change their name at one point to Consignia, and nobody liked that. And they had
the easily spelled.
Yeah, no, it's right out the door. Sergio.
Not brief either.
Weekends Only. What should we rename? Should we rename our Weekends Only furniture store?
Be more cleared with, like, it's a furniture store, I guess. So I don't know what name could be a furniture store. Because Weekends Only, I don't really know what to think of when it's Weekends Only. So,
are there other furniture stores that you can think of off the top of your head?
Discount Dan's.
oddly specific. Yep. Discount Dan's. Big Furniture Shopper.
No. Ashley's really. Home Furniture Store.
I was going to say, I think a lot of furniture places have like names. Mm-hmm. So you just name it Sergio's Furniture Store.
Cool.
And then you have a sign that says open on
Weekends Only. Yeah. So you mentioned Discount Dan's. Mm-hmm. There is also like Bob's Outlet, I think is another BJ's Wholesale Warehouse was furniture for a while. We mentioned Home Goods, Home Sense as part of the TJ Maxx empire. Is there a name that you think would fit well as a furniture store's name? Please ignore the loud thump. It was probably nothing.
I mean, I feel like if you just say furniture, that would be a little too long because there's a lot of like places that say that are named furniture. So I don't know what's another name for furniture really.
They do tend to have feminine names. So like Ashley Furniture, those probably aren't bodies being thrown around outside. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Ashley Furniture Kittles is not necessarily feminine, but it has a more feminine sound to it. Bob's and Dan's are exceptions, but those are like scratch and dent kind of outlets. Maybe we can't come up with one, but should we rename our furniture store?
Especially since it's Weekends Only. I mean, I wouldn't even think it would be a furniture store, more like a find things to do on the weekends only. Mm. Maybe that's what I would think that at first.
Like it's a water park.
Yeah, pretty much a water park, a gate, like a little facility we can play outside or.
Maybe you rename it to whatever the owner's name is or their husband or wife, like their name.
Mm. Who owns Weekends Only? It went bankrupt, so we might not be able to find that.
I wonder why.
Weekends Only furniture store is going.
Because they didn't advertise that they sold furniture.
Oh, it was only open on weekends. Yeah. So, yeah. Man, what do you want?
Well, they probably had like a full time job throughout the week, maybe, and then they just had it open on the weekends only.
Isn't Big Lot a furniture store?
They've got furniture, along with like everything else.
If I was to open a Weekends Only furniture store, I'd place it right beside a Chick-fil-A. Just the amount of Sundays I spend driving to Chick-fil-A just to remember that they're closed on Sunday.
I think the one in Greenwood is right next to a Chick-fil-A.
They're pretty close.
Smart marketing.
Yeah. Thinking ahead.
I cannot find the name of the founder of Weekends Only, but it is interesting that their headquarters were on Marshall Avenue.
Marshall's Furniture Store.
There you go. All right, let's move into phase two of our game.
That might be a protectability issue, though, but we don't have to get into this.
Hey. What? It wouldn't be an American business venture if it didn't get sued.
Yeah.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different names. 7? I've got some number of different names. Just draw one, and then we will be figuring out what kind of business is associated with the name. It doesn't need to follow the list of seven here. Don't worry about that. Just what comes to mind when you hear the name that is associated with it. So, Joe, we'll start with you.
Do I open?
Yeah, okay. Fire away.
I don't know what this is. I honestly
do.
I'm so bad with.
Do you want to? Do you want to?
Floater.
Floater.
Floater. Floater. What kind of business?
Like
what kind of business?
Float like a, I don't know, a tube or something like those.
Like an inner tube.
Like those water park tubes where you just float yeah. in the.
Yeah. So, what kind of business would you build around this name?
A water park, I guess.
A water park?
Lazy river, you know, like little floating around. You're yeah. on a floater.
Or like the inner tube distributor, maybe. Mm.
The maker of the tubes.
Oh.
And you sell them to the water parks.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Okay. Tristan, you're up.
St. Regina. Definitely like making a vodka off of this or something.
A church? Maybe a church?
Or, yeah, I could go to the more holy way of a church.
I thought hospital. That was my first thought.
Mm. So could you take over an abandoned church and put your distillery in there?
Oh, that would go over well.
That would look pretty good. You just have to advertise it. Like, the kind of dark humor crowd, I think, would really like that.
Yeah.
Haunted church or something
like that? There we go.
Haunted yeah. house?
That could go a long way. The St. Joseph's Brewery in downtown Indianapolis just took over a church and put all of the distilling stuff where the choir loft
That's
used to
pretty
be.
Pretty funny, actually. Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Last but not least.
Shenanigans. Well, I feel like I would want to do something like Rascals Fun Park. Mm. I feel like that's a good name for some sort of like trampoline thing or something where people can be active and play games, like whether that be an arcade or like go-kart racing, just some sort of like fun environment. I feel like let's go to Shenanigans. That's so fun. I would totally go to Shenanigans.
That sounds like a bar.
Yeah, it does kind of sound like a bar. That's a good
sounds
one,
like a bar.
Too.
Yeah.
It'd be like an adult
yeah.
version of
I do
Rascals.
Like that. Oh, that'd be so fun. That would be so fun. Sorry, I don't know why I'm whispering.
What activities would you have inside of your adults-only Rascals fun zone?
I feel like there's never enough dartboards, so I'd just like deck out a whole wall with dartboards. I'd have some arcade games in there. I feel like pool's always a classic, but I wouldn't want to deal. I say this because the first time I went to a bar, I spilled a drink on a pool table. I wouldn't want to deal with drunk people spilling their drinks on it. So probably not pool tables, but just like maybe kind of bringing back the nostalgic games from like your generation's childhood, our generation's childhood. Well, I'm trying to be inclusive here, okay?
Like the Street Fighter arcade games?
Yeah, like that would be really yeah. fun. I like the focus on like arcade games and just like simple, fast ones though. Mm. Like maybe like one of the ones where you roll the ball up into the
Ski
thing.
Ball.
Yeah,
Ski
yeah,
ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fun stuff like that.
So, some classic games.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm.
Any other ideas? So we've got arcade games. We've got the classic like a couple of the classic Midway.
St. Regina vodka could be included.
Yep.
Yeah. And the
At
exclusive. Yeah.
Right.
Vodka reseller of.
Yeah.
Sergio, anything you'd add?
I got nothing.
You want to? We no. could add a lazy river through the bar.
You're already drunk and it's just chilling. Yeah,
we need to be
here,
drunk in the water
here.
Park.
Yeah.
It'll be like 2 feet deep. It'll be fine. You float on your inner tube. That's the point.
So the takeaway, I hope, from all of this is that names do matter, that we have either decisions we can make about the brand that we are associating with, like Weekends Only, maybe doesn't make the most sense in the world for a furniture store. But a brand name like St. Regina can have several different iterations of products that could potentially be associated with it. Shenanigans, fun to say, probably difficult to spell, but the association is upbeat, fun, mm-hmm. friendly. names matter a lot and influence how we feel about the organizations they represent, which is what we are going to dig into deeper with next week's recording. Thank y'all for getting up this morning.
Thank you.
Come in. Button. You sure. The fairy tale outro.
So good.
Have a good weekend.